Hey everyone, James here, and welcome back to another episode of the Aquarium Podcast. Let's take you back a few months ago now to a moment in which I saw someone posting on social media panicking because her fish had spawned 25 fry and wanted desperately to get rid of them as she didn't have the space in her aquarium. The seller actually lived about 5 minutes from my home, so I dropped her a message and offered my help to take them off her hands. She gladly accepted, to which I then spent an hour the following evening trying to fish out every fry she had left, with them taking the male adult. After explaining that although the male had been removed, the females could potentially give birth to another batch of fry in the coming months, and to bear with it in mind moving forward. We continued to chat for a while after, to which I discovered how little the person knew about keeping fish in, that firstly she had no idea on the type of fish she had, but also, in my view, she had one of the most challenging as a beginner. I then discovered that this person had been originally keeping her fish in a glass vase before deciding to buy an aquarium on offer in one of the big chain pet stores. At this point, I really couldn't believe what I was hearing, but in another way, I completely expected it. Unfortunately, with the lack of practices when it comes to sale of small animals, it was inevitable that this lady was going to have a very little knowledge of what she was getting herself into. It really does disappoint me that anyone can just wander into a pet shop and purchase so many different animals with very little experience. To be fair though, how many people who own dogs, cats, or other domestic animals really go out of their way to educate themselves on what these animals need? It's amazing that we are so readily allowed to just hand over money in exchange for something many know very little about and then figure out as we go. I've said before on this podcast, it's a tough battle putting in restrictions for shops as they just want to sell the animals, but there has to be a way of making this better. If not, we are going to spend the rest of our lives coasting on something we could actually make a difference with, especially for a hobby that could be taken away from us if we don't respect it. Ultimately, it boils down to education and exposure, so it doesn't come off as hostility when people buy in the shops. There's nothing worse for a hobbyist if they are challenged by shops on the care of their animals, yet if they don't, then hobbyists themselves complain the questions are not being asked. I work with a colleague who I often share my fish nerdiness to, who admitted he kept tropical freshwater fish many years ago when new technologies such as undergravel filters were just coming in, and the improvements in T5 light, who openly admitted that he'd never even considered replicating a more natural environment for his fish because, at the time, similar to today's pet stores, they sold fake plants, stupid ornaments like the classic no fishing one, and even the bubble diver who would slowly rise and fall as the air was pumped in. This colleague couldn't believe his eyes when I told him the popularity of aquascaping and the heavily planted aquariums, which he said just really wasn't a thing back then. The most he knew was pond weeds. It's crazy, but you can understand that if back then it's all the shops had available, but fast forward over 20 years and boy, it's not far different still. Many aquatic shops still have shelves full of tacky ornaments, and just this week I saw a post on social media of someone selling a piece of driftwood and a massive plane ornament, and I kid you not, all the comments were asking the price of the plane. Not one person was interested in the piece of natural driftwood. What the fuck, right? It goes to show that we have stagnated with very little movement over the years. Yes, technology in aquariums has come on miles. Just look at the impressive pieces of kit you can now buy to keep in and maintain saltwater aquariums. CO2 kits, water testing kits, fertilizers, auto-dosing machines, auto-top-off systems. The hobby is littered, yet still I go on my local independent fish shop or other ones around the area, county and country, and still find massive sections of junk aimed at your average Joe. How many shops have you seen the classic SpongeBob ornament fish tank, or that one with multicolored gravel and a group of goldfish in them? Whenever you see supermarkets with weekly offers of different product ranges in their aisles, and it's a pet week for example, it's all ornaments like a Doctor Who TARDIS or some other crap like that. We've moved, but only fractional to where we should. Granted, there are shops that promote aquascaping, but they are very specialist to that part of the hobby, and more about the items which are placed inside the aquarium rather than the education, which I believe needs more focus on. A friend recently said to me that he saw a fish tank which was different to the normal standard one we are used to. It would make him stop and take a look and think about all the potential of what we can offer. That's ultimately what needs to happen. One of the biggest ironies to this is these items are made of plastic or other materials which are not biodegradable, so firstly, is it right adding them to a fish tank for the animal's well-being? As I've heard horror stories of the chemicals used to colour these items being leached into the water and becoming highly toxic for the animals. For me, natural will always be the better way. Using items that are from the planet and not man-made are what we should be using to recreate the environments the animals live in best we can. No, we can't recreate everything, as fish in the wild do not live between panes of glass, but at least it's bringing them closer to where they would feel more comfortable and helping to promote those natural behaviours we love to experience keeping these animals. The signs we see as success with fish keeping is when our fish start reproducing, so it's in our best interest as hobbyists then to help encourage that ourselves by sharing to those who have had the misfortune to be given the wrong advice or information when starting out. I think even a simple sign is often all people need to change their perspective, or at least help them consider a little more about what they're doing, especially if they're acting on impulse. A sign that says, the fish comes from this environment or requires these conditions. My local fish shop puts signs around their marine section suggesting customers should rethink a particular fish they are wanting. A common one is the Regal Blue Tang from a popular film I'm sure you're aware of. The sign mentions about the size these fishes can grow, and yes, although they are small in shops, it does not mean they will stay that way forever. You can see little changes are starting to happen, but it's not enough in my view. Those messages need to be around the entire shop, on all animals, not just the one section where the animals are more expensive. The great thing about this is it's less hostile or intrusive to the person buying, a bit more passive if you will, which in this circumstance might be a benefit. In my day-to-day job role, one thing I learned very quickly is people do not like being told what to do. They want to decide for themselves, and this is exactly the way we can help that decision-making for the person buying. No, it won't stop everyone, but unfortunately, in a hobby where a lot of mistakes start at the beginning of the most people's journeys, it's more collateral damage, unfortunately. The positive is that it could be one more person better educated before buying their fish, and hopefully the success rate of them continuing to keep fish for longer periods of time without that one disaster putting them off for life could be the best thing to happen to them by just a simple sign. We need to guide our newcomers in every direction they may turn, whether it's a family member, a friend, a work colleague, or someone you've seen having problems on social media. Do it in a way that's not patronizing or inflating your ego as you know more. Just look at it as a way that you're doing your bit for the hobby you love. Thanks for taking the time to listen, and I'll see you in the next one.